The thing. This is to consider an objection notice issued in respect of the temporary event notice under sections 105(2)(a) of the Licensing Act 2003 for the Noodle Pot, 91 Ace and Danger Street, Newport, Isle of Wight, postcode PO301LB. A reporting officer would be Wendy Pereira, head of police. I now move on to the main business of the morning, and I would request first that Ben would please do the lead procedure. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Chairman. Licensing Act 2003 hearings regulations requires me to run through the procedure. And it is as follows. No party has the absolute right to cross-examine any other party. The hearing shall take the form of a discussion led by the authority, and cross-examination shall not be permitted unless the authority considers that it is required for it to properly determine the representations, applications, notice. An equal maximum period of time will be given to the parties in which to present their case and provide any further information considered relevant to the application or to the promotion of the licensing objectives. Persons speaking can amplify their original representations. However, any new evidence that has not formed part of the representation may not be taken into account. Chairman, that's the procedure. One further point that I will raise now is that the applicant, the person giving the notice, does not appear to be present. Regulation 20 of the regulations permits this committee to continue to hear this objection notice in the party's absence, where it considers it necessary in the public interest, it can adjourn. One point I will make is that we are very, very close here to the date of the first event taking place, and I would consider it unlikely that we'd be able to reconvene this panel in time before the event took place. The licensing authority, I believe, have confirmed that a notice was given to the applicant of this hearing taking place and has decided not to turn up. So my advice would be to continue in this instance.
In that case, I will continue. The running order today, I'll just run through the running order. It will be licensing officer, applicant presents his case, unfortunately the applicant's not here, Hampshire Constabulary, and then I will we sum up the universe. Sarah McDonald, would you please present the case?
Committee are asked today to determine two temporary event notices for licensable activities to take place at the Noodle Pot, 91A St James Street, Newport. The Noodle Pot is a small takeaway premises adjacent to the George Public House on St James Street, which is near to the bus station and the taxi rank. The temporary event notices have been submitted by Mr Abdul Mir, and they request the provision of late night refreshment on the evenings of 11th into the 12th. And the 18th into the 19th of August 2018.
Excuse me, Mr. Mir, could you sit there, please, sir?
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning to everyone.
Could you restart,
if I can, Charles. Sorry, Charlie, if I can, as the applicant's just turned up, I may just quickly go over the procedure.
I was going to ask you, could we repeat the procedures, please, as the applicant's just turned up?
Thank you, sorry. Welcome, Mr. Mir. One point, you have only just missed a very exciting introduction by myself to the procedure, which, for the record, I'll just run through quickly as you're here before handing back to our licensing authority. No party has the absolute right to cross-examination of any other party. This hearing shall take the form of a discussion led by the authority, and cross-examination shall not be permitted unless the authority considers that it is required for it to properly determine this notice. An equal maximum period of time will be given to the parties in which to present a case and provide any further information considered relevant to the application or to the promotion of the licensing objectives. Persons speaking can amplify their original representations. However, any new evidence that does not form part of their representation may not be taken into account. The running order for today, if you haven't received it, is that the licensing officer will summarise the report. You are then given the opportunity to present the case. Hampshire Constabulary then given the opportunity to present their case in respect of their objection notice. Before they can then sum up, you're given the opportunity to sum up your notice. And the licensing officer is then given the opportunity to sum up the notice before this committee will then adjourn to make its decision.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Mayor, is that clear?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Sarah, please present the case.
Two temporary event notices have been submitted by Mr. Abdul Mir and request the provision of late night refreshments on the evenings of the 11th into the 12th and the 18th into the 19th of August 2018 between midnight and 5 a.m. for a maximum of 40 persons at any one time. Food would be served from a takeaway hatch at the front of the premises. The temporary event notices were received on the 26th of July and the police and environmental health had until the 1st of August, 3 working days, to object in accordance with the Licensing Act. Environmental Health haven't submitted any comments, but the police have objected to the temporary event notices for the reasons given in the report, these being on the grounds of crime disorder and public nuisance, and have given full details of their concerns in their representation. Sell hot food and drink until 5 a.m. However, the situation of the other premises is different and these temporary event notices should be considered on their own individual merits. Members will be aware that they cannot modify the 10 but can only permit the events as requested or refuse the 10 by issuing counter notices under section 105 of the Licensing Act. Conditions recommended by the police cannot be attached as no premises license already in place. Mr. Mir has submitted a separate application for a premises licence which is currently in consultation. Any conditions recommended by the police will be considered as part of that consultation process. It is understood that Mr. Mir has submitted these temporary event notices to enable him to trade during the period that his licence application is in consultation to try and show that he can operate responsibly. If the committee are minded to allow the tents, they may seek verbal or written assurances that the matters suggested by the police will be implemented, but should be aware that they will be unenforceable on those occasions. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sarah McDonald. Councillor Hutchinson and Councillor Howe, do you have any questions for the licensing officer at this point? Councillor Howe.
Thank you, Chairman. It's a sort of a weird sort of question. You talked about 40 people. And yet, I thought the 40 people there was whether you could get 40 people on the premises. If you've got 40, is he supposed to go along the pavement and count 40 people?
Or? The applicant has to put a figure down on the application form of how many people they believe would be the maximum number permitted on the premises. I think from going past the premises, you can physically get 40 people in there, you could probably get about 6. However, I believe that the intention is for a queue to be formed outside the premises, and I think that's been referred to in the police's comments, that there would be a queue formed outside and that wouldn't exceed more than 40 people.
Well, thank you, Sharon.
Just one more thing then, Sharon. If you've got the premises and you're respecting that premises, and you think that you wouldn't get more than 3 to 6 people on the premises, would you actually challenge that number?
With temporary event notices, there is a provision to modify them before it goes to hearing. However, the number hasn't actually been challenged by the police or by environmental health. The police have asked that nobody goes into the premises itself during the later hours. Obviously, during the daytime when it's not licensable, people can go in and out of the premises, but during the times that have been applied for the temporary event notice, the police have asked that nobody actually goes into the shops, and those people, 40 or less, would have to be queuing or congregating outside.
Well, thank you, Councillor, for having your questions. I move forward. The applicant, Mr. Mir, would you like to present your case, sir? The microphone is in front of you. There's a button you press.
Yeah. Big one at the front, yeah. And again?
Push it.
There you go.
There we are, the lights on. You're ready, sir. Could you please present your case?
Right, my name is Abdul Mir. I'm from the New Poly Newport. I've been trying to apply for a late license for the last couple of years. But every time I've been told that for some sort of different reason. What I would like to do is apply for a late license to serve, help some to serve people with different needs, like halal, vegetarian, you know, different options, healthier options. So, you know, I've been waiting for a couple of years, and I thought, well, if I'm not going to get it, so I will actually apply, see what happens, whether I will get the license or not. For me to stay in that building, obviously, you know, I've got staff and all that, we need to make ends meet. So the only way we thought, we'll, you know, if we do late night refreshment, we'll provide those. There is another trading place across, not far from where I am. And there are quite a lot of people in town. So I thought, well, if there's two or three, maybe more places in town open, so we won't get this problem in town where lots of people have a problem, we can serve food quicker and get, you know, the people that are coming out to the clubs and all that, they will be catching the bus. And we are the nearest to the bus station, the taxi rank, we are the nearest. So if police said to me, well, I need to do, you know, get security, I would do that as well. And according to Sabres, what the other shop has got, so I would follow the same rules. So I thought I would, you know, put the application in there, see where I can go with this application.
Right, well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Is there anything there you'd like to add, or is that, your case as presented?
Yes, I think that's, I'll hear everybody else's and then see what.
Well, it's not quite like that, but
no.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
PC Braining is the licensing officer for Hampshire Constabulary. Would you please present your case?
Thank you, Chair. Unfortunately, the consultation period for temporary residents is only 3 working days. I've informed that these tenders are going to be submitted and is off due for the first 2 days, which means I only have 1 day to either consult with the representations. Now, this matter was brought up by Mr. Mayor some time ago. He was informed then that the police wouldn't support any application made for late night refreshment until only 500 hours. And I believe at the time he didn't have the necessary planning permission or something similar to enable him to operate as he would wish to do. And it appears as soon as he obtained this, he submitted these two tests we talked about today, along with another one which was late, which rejected. And a full premises license, which is effectively the same house as these temporary event notices. As I visit Mr. Mayor at the time, I'm aware to some degree of the premises inside and out, and the risk factors associated with that premises. But it's clear, based on the lack of information submitted on the 10th, that I didn't have any choice but submit representation requesting the refusal of these temporary event notices. Now, calling for a hearing in relation to these 10s isn't something that I do every day. In fact, over the last 4 or 5 years, this is the first one. So we will hopefully express the concerns that the police have with regards to this application. I was mistakenly under the impression that tense conditions could be attached following the hearing. However, this is only for premises which had a premises license and such in private tense. But our main focus was that the committee considered rejection of these temporary event notices based on this compliance order, which I'll outline in my submissions. Now, what Mr. Mayor said about distributing the issues, nighttime economy issues, I don't believe it will do. I believe it will just add to the existing issues. As he says, quite rightly, he is closest to the bus station. Unfortunately, the bus station is one of our hottest spots for crime and disorder. If I may, there are a couple of quick stats that since the 9th of June in the bus station there have been 9 assaults, 1 case of antisocial behaviour and 1 public order incident. That's only since the 9th of June. Now, as I've outlined in my concerns, Mr. Mayor mentions the other premises. That premises, or each application should be taken on their own merits. that premises face formal action until they took on board some advice and introduced some monitoring measures, which were followed then by measures which were then placed off the license. Unfortunately, Mr. Mears' location, in my opinion, is not as ideally placed as that one. There are very small pavement outside. In the application, with the premises license, it states that food would be served in the hat, which requires under the impression that after a certain time, you would not have persons on the premises rather than those who queue outside. And I don't think the application would be suitable for that. Having a small paper directly outside of it with parking, sort of loading bays, which turn into parking bays after six, so you're going to have cars mixed in there. There are a lot of things to consider, and I don't believe that the short time frame of the temporary event notice for the consultation allows you to consider those as the premises license would. That's very much all this.
Thank you, VC Brady. Before I go into questions, I'm going to ask Mr. Gard to present some late evidence. Once he's presented that late evidence, I will ask those Councillor Howe if there are any questions of you, sir, the applicant, Mr. Mayor, and also you, sir, you see, Brady, for the police.
Mr. Gard. Thank you, Chairman. Yes, the licensing authority provided with an additional representation from Hampshire Constabulary on the 31st of July 2018. The first part of which has actually already been covered by PC Bradley in his representations to this committee, so I won't repeat those. The second half of that representation recommends to you a number of conditions to be attached to this temporary events notice. I would just remind this committee that because of the nature of the temporary event notice regime, where a premises does not have a licence, you cannot attach any conditions to a temporary events notice. So in this case, you're simply looking at the temporary events notice given by Mr. Mear and considering whether or not it would undermine the four licensing objectives. And if you determine on the evidence before you that it does, and the event therefore should not take place, you must then give a counter notice. Alternatively, if on the evidence given to you by Mr. Mear and having considered the Hampshire Constabulary's evidence to you, you consider that the event would not, or the events, because there are two, would not undermine the four licensing objectives, you can allow the events to take place. And because there's two events, you can consider them separately, although they are one and the same event, so really should be considered together. And so I just remind members, I don't actually consider it necessary to put this late evidence before you because, as I say, it is just recommending a number of conditions. I think that's helpful in terms of the context to the committee of the police's objection to it, in that they, if they could attach conditions to this, then perhaps their views would be different. But in this case, because I cannot recommend to you that you can attach conditions, because that's something as a matter of law you cannot do, I don't consider it necessary to put that evidence before the Chairman. So back to you.
There's no
premises
license. Are you aware that there is no premises license? Are you aware of both? Would you like to ask any questions of Mr. Mear first, and then I would ask you to ask questions of both his people, Brandon, should you have them? Councillor Hutchison first.
Thank you, Chairman. Mr. Mear, you mentioned that your customers will be coming from places like the bus station. But as far as I'm aware, you're seeking a temporary event licence which is going to run from midnight till 5 a.m. I don't think there are any buses after midnight, are there, in the Newport? Perhaps I'll be corrected on that.
Excuse me. It's procedure. You must come back to me. The question is to Mr. Mear. Yes?
I don't mind who answers it.
Right. Mr. Brady, could you answer the question?
Yeah, sorry, Chair. The latest bus from Newport Police Station goes at 03:15 hours. The full list is detailed on my later report of the timings of the daytime buses.
Excuse me.
I was going to answer that at the time, the both cost times and the late representation of BT Bradley, so I'm sure.
Yes, they are. Are there any further questions, Mr. Hatt?
Just one question for Mr. Murphy, BT Bradley. You mentioned that in another, I know each application stands on its own merit, but you mentioned that there is one other venue that has had a very late license, or rather a very early morning license, because after midnight it's morning rather than late evening. And this has had problems, and you're reconsidering the license there. So really the question of parity wouldn't exist anyway.
Sorry, Chair. I mean, this license with license over premises was issued before my time, when the license stamp was going to be, I believe. Things were somewhat different then. The license is not under jeopardy at the moment. They had to take some serious measures in consultation with us because of the amount of crime disorder that was happening outside the premises. It's another premise that doesn't allow to be involved in the actual premises itself and serves for action. And they were getting a lot of the crime disorder to the point where formal action might be taken.
Yes, you can.
Thank you, Chairman. Just one point in terms of the parity there as well, Jane, just for clarification. The existence of the premises licence elsewhere is a premises licence as opposed to a temporary events notice. And so the fundamental difference there is that when that is considered, if indeed it were considered by this committee or predecessor to this committee historically, what it was able to do was to have a look at the harm that might be caused against the four licensing objectives and apply conditions to it to help remedy that harm. And so that the result of that is that that premises was granted a licence with subject to conditions, I assume, that if you like, mitigated any concerns against the harm. In this case, because you're doing a temporary events notice, we can't apply the conditions, so you're simply looking at the notice that's been given.
Is that clear? Councillor Howe, questions to Mr. Mayor first, and then questions to PC Grady if you have.
Thank you, Chairman. Mr. Mayor, what actually made you choose 5 o'clock to actually have run your business? Was it that you found, did you look around and found that there were businesses, clubs and that open till that time in the morning? Or did you just hope to generate businesses by being there?
No, the law says you need...
Could you put your microphone on, please, sir? Thank you.
The law says if you trade after 11 o'clock till 5 o'clock, you need a license. It doesn't say when to stop. But the clubs and the late night license for alcohol, I think they go until about 3:30 a.m. So 3 o'clock to 3:30 sometime. We gave a little bit of time for them to come out for us to give seat of certain people, and that is the time that we worked on.
Chairman, may I now ask a question of the officer?
Councillor Howe, you may, sir.
Thank you very much. Could I ask you the same question? Is there business in the town at that time, or does it cease? Is there lots of people wandering around at 4 o'clock in the morning when they're in Newport looking for somewhere to eat?
Yes.
The latest venue closes at 03:15, I believe, which is the largest venue in Newport. And it would vary on the time of year as to how many people you end up with roaming around Newport late at night. I would say there's probably isn't that many people going around at 5 o'clock in the morning, certainly when I've finished at 4 on occasions on duty, driven through town. There have been very few guys in the business in summer times. And those people that are around are the high-risk ones who have
Chairman, may I just...
Councillor Howe, yes, you may.
Thank you, Chair. So would you think that if we had more eating places in Newport that were open till 5 in the morning, it would generate more people coming out? Or do you think that it's just, it wouldn't make any difference?
Honestly, Chair, I don't think it would make a great deal of difference. It's only speculation, but they'd go out for the late night venues that serve alcohol. They don't go out for the sort of takeaway food scene afterwards. I think we had we had some serious incidents and some high profile incidents in Newport, and a lot of focus through multi agency work was to disperse the people that had a night out, rather than track them back into some hot spots like the farmers or such as
that.
Thank
you.
Any further questions, Councillor?
No.
Right, before I sum up, I'm going to ask my legal service advisor, Mr. Gard, to ask a few questions and to make a short amendment to what has been said.
Thank you, Chairman. In the circumstances of the question that was asked to PC Bradley, I think it's appropriate I do circulate the note of the late evidence, and I do so on the basis that I have advised you that you cannot apply the conditions anyway, and I consider the relevant part in relation to the bus time an amplification of the police's representation anyway. But the parties would not have seen this, so what I would recommend to you, Chairman, is that we take a brief adjournment to allow the parties to read that representation. And for you, the main part in relation to the committee's questions on the second page in relation to the bus time. So I would circulate that now, as I say, just advise a brief adjournment to enable that to be read, and I'll provide Mr. Neil with a copy as well.
On this occasion, I'll accept your advice, Mr. Gard, and that will be circulated.
So, I don't know where I would be causing more problem, more trouble, where there is already trouble in town, or, so I would like the committee to see if, what we could, with a temporary event, I thought if I actually practice myself, see where I'm, where he's changing, what he's adding, what he's taking. So if they can, give me an opportunity to train and see what's, if it can be any better that instead of one place trading, you've got 100 people queuing up. If another place it's just eye distance from the place, if we can just get rid of the people from town earlier between the two shops, isn't that good for the public, the police, and everybody else? So that's why I would like to. I'd like to finish it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Could you just pop the microphone? Sarah McDonald, would you like to sum up, please?
Thank you. Just briefly, to allow the temporary event notices, Mr. Mayor said it would give him the chance to prove himself before his premises licence come to the end of the consultation. However, as you've already been told, you can't attach conditions to the temporary event notices for the reasons already explained. The only options available to you today are either to permit one or both of the tens, or if you feel the licensing objectives will be undermined, to refuse one or both of them and issue counter notices.
Thank you. We will now adjourn to sum up and make a decision. And are we going to deal with the
things?
Yes,
we can make the decision here if we do.
We can just go over there. Can you hear me? Right, we're going to re-adjourn, and I'll ask Mr. Gard to please read out our decision. Mr. Gard.
Thank you, Chair. On a licensing subcommittee held on the 7th of August 2018, in respect of applications by temporary event notices submitted by Mr. Mia, in respect of the Noodle Pot, 91A St. James's Street, Newport, Isle of Wight, before the Chairman, Councillor Chapman, and Councillors Hutchinson and John Howe. Upon receiving the report of the licensing section, oral and written evidence from the applicant and the responsible authority, and having regard to the guidance issued under Section 182 of the Licensing Act 2003 and the Isle of Wight Council's Statement of Licensing Policy, the subcommittee hereby consider that the events should not take place and authorise the issue of encounter notices under Section 105 of the Act for the following reasons. The subcommittee believe that the proposal identified within the temporary event notices would undermine the licensing objectives, and in particular the prevention of crime and disorder and the prevention of public nuisance. The subcommittee note that such concerns may have been overcome by the imposition of conditions, however, in this case the law does not permit them to do so. In reaching the above decision, the subcommittee have had regard to the Human Rights Act 1998, and in particular Article 1 of the First Protocol, Article 8 and Article 6. The subcommittee consider this decision is proportionate and necessary for the promotion of the four licensing objectives under the Licensing Act 2003. The applicant has a right of appeal to the Magistrates Court if he is dissatisfied with this decision and must make any appeal within 21 days of the date of notification of the decision. However, he should note that no appeal may be received if it is within 5 working days before the event proposed in the temporary event notice. Chairman, I believe that is your decision, and I'll pass that to you for signing.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Mayor, you have the right to, if you would so wish, to speak further with our licensing officers and, of course, the police, who would be obviously very helpful to you in any questions you may have. Do you fully understand the decision?
Yes.
Which has now been made, so the case is now closed. And thank you for your attendance. Thank you for your attendance.